I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hi, Mum, it's Helen. I'm not calling up to start a fight, and I know you always think I do that. But basically, do you remember when I was little and then I always wanted to get my hair done, like Mary-Kate and Ashley? And you'd be like, oh, yeah, we'll go to the hairdresser, we'll go to the hairdressers. And you would just take me to your friend Chris, who cut hair in a garage, and she always fucked it up. I just want to let you know that I'm not okay with it. I haven't made my peace with it, but I'm not looking for a fight about it. I just want you to know that that is how I feel, because we're talking openly about our emotions. Okay, all the best. Love you. Bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me. Yay! We've really doubled down. Welcome to Helen and Rosie's show.
I like that you did that holding hands.
I know, we're cute, no?
It's very cute. Yeah.
Thank you. But you can't talk yet because you're not a guest, so shut the fuck up, okay?
Helen, I just had the best night of my life.
Do you want me to ask about it like I don't know what it was? Because I feel like I already know and it's not fair because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Okay, just tell me about it then.
So I did a Bolton musical. I played Willow.
Yeah, I saw it on Monday.
And you came on the wrong day.
Yeah, you've made that really clear.
Last night, we had a special guest, Josh Whedon, who created Buffy, and I cried like a bastard for 3 hours.
Did you actually?
Yeah, because Buffy for me growing up was so important, and Buffy's best friend Willow realised she was gay, and when she came out everything made sense.
Oh my gosh.
And I realised that I'd never seen a character like me before, and it made me go, oh shit, I'm gay. And I was able to tell Josh last night.
And you didn't realise that on the Monday when I was there? You just released that on the Tuesday then, was that?
I knew it, but I never told the creator. I told
the moment.
Creator that he made us a character and a story that's about me. And I cried and he cried.
Oh, no!
I love it.
Was he like, oh, I did not mean for this to happen when I wrote this show. I did not want girls in Bridlington to be coming out. Yeah. This was not my intention.
I still think you people are disgusting.
He's like, that was not, I wanted to keep people in, not coming out.
And also, I went down on Jenny Beach.
Which was one of my highlights from seeing it on Monday. Because I went with Emma Black, and we loved it, and we thought it was magical. And then to wake up this morning to find out that everyone was like, oh my God, last night was the best night of our lives. To know that you went the night before. Like, I wasn't warned. I didn't know. Like, I know you guys didn't know, but it was still incredible. I can't imagine how much better it could have been.
I can't talk.
Because in many ways, the creator of Buffy was there on Tuesday, but I was there on Monday. The creator of
the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to our guest today, it's Lou Sanders. That's how we'll introduce you from now onwards. They have to compliment me and then they're allowed on it, which could mean we have no guests on a couple of days.
They just might be a bit late in.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome. Fuck you. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello, Lou.
What a lovely story, actually. I had goosebumps over there. I didn't
you
cry.
Looked emotional.
I was emotional. I had goosebumps, but I didn't cry. But it's nice how art can reach the hearts and minds of people, isn't it? In a different continent, even.
Did you ever have, like, a TV show going on? That's about it.
Ready, steady, cut.
Yeah. I knew that you could use red peppers and yellow peppers in your dinner, and I was like, wow.
One day you'll meet Ainsley and you get to tell him.
Yeah. Big day for Ainsley. Big day for me. No, I didn't really have any icons or any sort of lived in a sort of bubble, really, and I didn't place importance on it. I was sort of a bit like, oh, just what was in front of me? Like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't really put anything up on it. It's hard to explain, really.
I'm just picturing you, like, 16 years old, walking around.
Living
everyone talking about Buffy, and you're like, oh! I never watched Buffy. I'm, like, the one person that didn't.
I didn't watch.
It's just us.
Maybe I did watch Buffy, but I can't remember. I can't remember having a big... I'm sure it was great. Nothing reached me, is what I'm saying. I was dead inside.
Nothing was written for you.
So,
no.
Oh,
no. At the time, but now stuff reaches me. So, yeah. You know, that's a good... That's
so
a good...
nothing touched you.
Uncle Kevin, and that's about it. No, that's a
Let's
cheap joke.
Let's get into
that's
Kevin.
That's a cheap joke. I didn't have an Uncle Kevin. Oh, gosh. No.
Not anymore.
Come on. I was out and about. I watched TV. Sure, I did. But I can't remember... I can't remember what? Obsessive about anything apart from boys or myself or
great.
Or astrology, spirituality.
No, wait, were you an astrology kid?
I was an astrology kid, yeah.
No.
You heard of these
happens.
Astrology kids? Yeah, from 13 I was into like the supernatural. I went to a healing centre in Broadstairs. I got
Fuck.
Healed by these local women and stuff. I was like, oh yeah. I was pretty messed up, but I didn't really
what?
Know I was.
Did they heal you?
They're just hands on the head kind of stuff. I was like, oh yeah. I was quite messed up. I was drinking and stuff at 13. Yeah. Legend. So I was like, so I must have been drawn in some way. Like, I was taking the piss out of it, but I was also going there. I was like, oh,
still
yeah.
giving them money.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a donation only, because I was
no
skinned.
Way.
Yeah, they were very nice. They just wanted, like, Thursday night at the old, you know, church, just a healing centre. You could come on, hands on healing, leave a donation.
Oh, my God. How many people were there? Was it popular?
I can't remember too much about it, but it was. I do remember it's sort of me and a lot of old women. Me having a time of my life.
So, these older women, were they your friends?
No.
Did you talk to them? Or were you
no,
just...
I went to the church hall, sat on a chair. They put their hands on my head. I left a fiver in the bucket. We said no more about it.
That's a nice donation, though. Yeah. I'm 13 years old. I think
oh, not 13. No, maybe I didn't leave five when I was 13. It was when I was 16.
You went... Oh, so you went back.
Several
times.
Yeah, I probably went there in all about like 8-9 times, but I was always interested in astrology and that kind of stuff. I had, you know, yeah.
See, what I'm trying to figure out now is, does that mean that you would have been popular at school or would have been a rough ride?
I had my own little group.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
You're popular in your world.
Yeah.
It was just me and the group. Very independent.
Your birthday party when you were 14 was hands on healing, and that's it.
Guys, I know you've got your fidget spinners, but has anyone heard of Hillary at the church? She sings very interesting stuff with energy. No, I was all right. I was all right because my brother was popular.
Don't, because I'll cry now again and this is getting really sad.
No, I had a couple of best mates, and me and Jules was my best mate, and then Helena, she's very cool, and then Georgie in the year above. Oh. I made friends with her later.
You got a year above friend?
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
How did we just book a winner? I think we fucking did.
But it was up and down the school years. Like, I did have to punch a girl in the face.
Go through the whole thing. Don't just say that.
But up
did
and
she
down,
run into your
like,
fist?
Like, I had... Like, I was best friends with this girl, then she was really mean to me, and then we had fights over, like, who was in, who was out, and then I made some, like, better friends, And then I punched that girl. But I've made up now online with her. I said sorry about that, even though I think it was her fault. But let's not cast a blame. It's a confusing time.
I hit someone who I'm friends with now. I've only ever hit one person in my life, and I slapped Anna Grant. And you've met Anna Grant. She's a good friend of mine. I slapped her in year six.
And she needed it anyway.
It was a very year six, like 10-year-old problem.
Yeah.
Whereas our school did that thing, I think most schools did it, where you got to take it in turns when you were the top of the school to hand out the registers to slap a bitch up. It's your day, Helen. Fuck them up and send reception for an hour. Okay. You got to take it in turns to put registers in the classrooms. And it was like a thing, but it was like a big deal to us, particularly me, who was quite like, I want the teachers to like me.
Yeah.
And then it was my turn, and clearly I hadn't done it yet because I was clearly talking to people. Yeah. And then Anna did it, and I didn't realize that she'd done it without me. And then I found out, and someone told me, and then I went over to her and I was like, did you do the register? She's like, yeah, I didn't think you were going to do it. And I just boiled.
Wow.
And I was like, don't do anything. And I slapped her, and then she cried, and then I cried.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
It's mad, isn't it? The stuff that affects you when you're, like, you're working it all out.
But that was my whole world. Yeah, that was everything. I remember, like, the feeling of being like, you shouldn't strike her, but being like... That was my register duty day.
She needs
to learn. But do you still hang out with the girls you went to school with?
No, not at all. No, I just messaged. I was going through a thing where I wanted to say sorry to everyone. Step 9A,
nice.
Really. And then you have to be accountable for all your actions. So I made a lot of apologies. Quite funny in a way.
I like that.
Taking people out for dinner. Sorry I pissed in your bed, etc. The usual, you know. It was a summer of apology.
Would you say you needed attention when you were a child? Were you quite an attention seeker?
Absolutely.
From a very young age?
I'd say, I sort of got attention just naturally because I'm so adorable. Then my brother came along on the scene, my little brother, and then it was like, oh, I don't like this, because my stepdad and mum had their own kid, and you very much felt like, this is the one that's going to get the attention and the stuff, and he did. But so the two things that stick in my mind of outrageous things I did. So one World Book Day, my mum made me this Pink Panther costume, which was amazing.
Was and she must have a book.
Must have been.
Okay.
Yeah, it must have been because she doesn't make mistakes. So,
I'm not arguing with her.
No, it was insanely good. And I don't know how she had the time and stuff. And she didn't usually do stuff like that. And it was amazing. And then my brother bought two books and I didn't. So I smashed it up. And I didn't win. I think I was angry because I didn't win and this other bright one. And I was like, well, clearly my outfit's better than theirs.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is an injustice. So I took out on the one thing I shouldn't have.
So you smashed up your costume.
Yeah. And then another thing I did was, so my mum and stepdad got married and I was allowed to wear like a little white dress as if like a little bridesmaid / bride / little bitch. And so it was like a registry office, but I was bought this amazing dress. I think my mum was like clever in the, to
make it feel, your day too.
Make me feel involved at least.
How old were you?
I don't know, like
19.
Maybe
lovely little bridesmaid. Oh, well, she needs to be included.
It's my day too.
It's our wedding
to Daddy. I was about 7, and so I was in this little white dress, and then it was my friend's birthday when I was 7 or 8, and I got to wear the dress to the party, and I was beside myself. I was like, oh my god, like this white sort of lacy cream dress, like wow. And then Rachel's grandma said to her, said to this other little girl, oh, you look lovely in your dress. And I thought, I think we all know why you're saying that, don't we? That's a shit dress. I'm in a really lovely one. She thinks she's going to be jealous. So she's like... So in my head...
The thought process of young you is my thought process now when I've had too much coffee.
I honestly
thought... So
yeah, I honestly thought, I looked at her, smiled, sort of a patronising, like, okay, you keep telling her that, like, so she'll believe it. Yeah, I get what's happening here. What a little brat. I have changed my ways, but you're working it all out when you're a kid.
No, I definitely was someone who would go to birthday parties or fancy dress parties and be aware of my placement in the group.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, we spent a lot of time in Malaysia because half my family are Malaysian. Ooh. And I had a little chung sam and a little sour kameez, which is like the more Indian sort of style thing, the sour kameez. And there was a costume party, so obviously I went in a sour kameez.
I was like, it's
authentic. No, obviously it's not okay. We know that. But we also know it's not okay that I went to a school that we did the Stephen Lawrence murder and
hospital. But hang on, it was a different time. And I think about cultural appropriation. I think we can But we can celebrate other people's culture. I think that cultural appropriation has gone too far in, like, how else
we haven't
are we
done what I did to my skin yet, Lou.
Anyway, carry on and then we'll get to cultural appropriation.
I did not do anything to my skin. But I went to that and I remember, like, it's not my birthday party, it was someone else's birthday party, but it was like, but it's, I've won the costume and it should be about me. And I always struggled at other people's birthday parties to, like, celebrate them for the full day, because, like, you know, I feel like it's several people's days, because if you win a game, then it should be about you for the next 10 minutes at least. And I tried at party games. I wasn't a kid who was like doing it for the fun of it. Remember that one where you roll the dice, put on a hat, put on gloves, and you cut up the dairy milk bar?
Oh yeah.
And like, that was everything I had. I knew I was good at it. And the idea that someone else would win it and it wouldn't be about me because it was known as my game would ruin me to the point where I'd ruin their birthday party.
Egos like, are out of control as a kid, aren't they? It's insane.
I spent my whole childhood at parties losing every game until the one joke came along. Oh, it's a musical bump. Let's say for Rosie.
Oh, that's so cute. And so then everyone would have to, when the music stopped, just fall over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That is so lovely.
The musical bumps was Rosie's game.
Because everyone's got different strengths and skills and they have to celebrate them all. And this education system makes you feel like you've lost if you don't fit into one of those boxes. And you don't need that at a party as well.
Okay, yeah, that's really, really nice. But we all know when the parent is stopping the parcel on certain people to make sure everyone gets a turn.
Yeah.
Life doesn't work that way. At 8 years old, I was looking at fucking Sue being like, stop it. Yeah, we know everyone needs a turn, but if they don't get a turn, they're learning a lesson.
Yeah.
Fucking
were
hell.
You popular? So were you popular at school?
This is the worst thing, is that I thought I was. And I've only found out recently that apparently I was bullied and I was too sick to notice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say everyone was scared of you. So
they were also scared of me. Yeah. Like, yeah, the boy who I asked out 4 times in year 8, and he kept saying no. It turns out, and I do remember this, he didn't say no. He asked if he was allowed to say no.
Oh my gosh.
Because he was frightened of what would happen.
Oh my gosh.
Which doesn't over. I was a 6'11" in my defence.
That's hilarious. Am I allowed to say no?
He asked if he was allowed to. And then I made a deal with him that he had to take me to prom in year 11 for saying no. And then he did. And I took him to a wedding at the end of last year, made him be my date for that as well.
Still friends.
Chris
that's
back. Yeah,
that's
we're
so
still
nice.
Friends. Yeah, still won't go out with me.
Yeah, he's a petrified.
No, he's absolutely shit scared.
Am I allowed to say no? What a phrase.
What a bleak, bleak phrase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you ever use attention to get boys?
Badly, yes.
You're successful, though. I think you're successful in everything you do. You must. Well,
hang on. When I was a kid,
yeah,
no,
12
I was
years
idiot.
Old. You must have got the boyfriend you
wanted. I was an idiot. I had bad skin, and I was well, actually, when I was a kid, I wore a ponytail in the front of my face. I was always trying to do stuff for attention. So, like, I had, like, I got this. once we went to a, we went on holiday to Butlins, because she's summer, yeah. And I bought a massive bow. Like, I'm talking a bow, like, twice the size of my head. And I was like, well, I'll just put this on. As if that's not for attention. It's like, oh, you can't miss someone with a bow twice the size of their head. And I was just, like, flopping around in this bow. Like, so I did need attention. And then the ponytail in the front of the head, that was an interesting one.
It's like coming out of your forehead.
Yeah,
almost.
Coming out of my forehead like a unicorn. And then I was like, I honestly, in my head, I was like, everyone's going to copy me. Because I did have a friend who copied everything I did. And I was
name and shame.
No, but she and her mum like bought her like a slightly less big bow, and I was like, oh, here we go, which was dumb
like
of everyone.
Invented bows,
yeah, but like I sort of had invented wearing clowns' bows at that stage to school. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and then the thing in front of the head, the ponytail unicorn, no one did copy that actually. So
weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
you thought that would have taken off so quickly. I think it is a thing you want to make like fashion statements, but you also want to fit in general.
Yeah.
So it's like finding that sweet line. So the thing like an accessory, adding that on top is a really, really good idea.
Yeah.
Because you also need your outfit to fit in general.
Yeah.
Because did you have like one of those schools where it was a uniform and then it was only on school trips or mufti days you could really show off?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Would you go for it on a mufti day?
Yeah, I'd go for it. But I mean, you know, I'd go for your school uniform. You could customise clown's bow, unicorn head. You know, you're making it your own. Oh, I've got a school picture actually of everyone in school uniform. We had two school uniforms, winter and summer.
Yeah.
And so like a little gingham dress in summer for the gals, you know, and boys in trousers. It's a tale as old as time. And I'm in a white, I'm the only one not in uniform.
I just got really nervous all of a sudden that I couldn't drink my drink. So I'm in and I freaked out.
I'm in a completely unorthodox white sort of khaki dress, nothing to do with the school uniform, and old trainers, like these beaten up old trainers, what? Just at the end with a face like this. You can't see on a podcast.
Like the teaching assistant's kid they brought in.
It's so weird how I got away with it.
My name's Lou and I'm on uni placement.
Just on the end in a completely different uniform, no one's saying a word. Mad.
Can you please send us that picture?
I don't know, like my mum just let me do weird shit. Like she just let me do stuff and didn't really say too much about it.
To a certain extent, my mum was so liberal she didn't give us dummies when we were babies because she believed in freedom of speech.
Oh.
And absolutely fucked it, honestly. My brother's in and out of jail and I do this. Like, real bad
I don't
choice.
Think that's dummies, is it?
She's so sure it was. She was like, oh, I see all the other mothers just shutting up their child. And I would never do that. You can scream as much as you want.
Really?
And I'm like, you're a fucking moron. Like, you fucked it for yourself.
I don't think it's the... I don't know. Why's your brother in prison?
Oh, just for protesting. It's so liberal.
Really?
Yeah.
So cute.
So cute, right?
How long was he in there?
He's gone in, I think, 4 or 5 times since I was 17. And I think the longest was like a month.
Wow,
not
what was he protesting about?
Education and then environment. And now he did the Ritzy Living Wage campaign. So you know the Picture House group who own Cineworld don't pay their staff living wages and they don't give them sick pay. It's like 0 hour contract.
Oh, that's a shame because it's really great.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Oh, that is a shame, actually.
But there's so many other cinemas.
Yeah, I won't go there now.
But,
really?
Yeah, I won't go there now.
Proud of you.
I won't, actually.
Okay, did we just make a difference on this podcast? I think that's ever happened. Holy fucking shit.
I don't feel like I got... good enough answer.
To what?
Oh, great.
To what?
Boys.
What about boys? Tell me about boys.
Did you do anything? Like, how would you, if you fancied, right.
Oh.
You're at school.
Yeah.
You're, let's say, 11 years old. Where'd you go to school again?
We don't know for sure.
Okay. Somewhere in the south of the UK.
Yeah.
You're 12 years old.
Mm.
Little Lou's in Broadstairs. Mm. She's got her own key. She's independent. She's living her own life.
Mm.
She's about to discover healing hands.
Mm.
She's doing tinnies by night, healing by day. Mm. She's doing her own thing. A boy catches your eye.
Oh, I was insane.
How would you get them?
I would get obsessed with guys. And I wasn't... I went through a phase, a long old phase, where I'd be obsessed with boys. And then I went through a phase where I treated them like a psychopath. and I just treat them really badly. But in the obsession phase, I've talked about this once in a show. So there was a guy called Craig Prentice who I put Maltesers in his bag in Valentine's Day, and then someone snitched on me, and then Mr. Salmon said, "Louise, did you put these in Craig Prentice's bag?" And I was so embarrassed, and I wanted the world to swallow me up. It's so awful, like, to shame me like that. And I was just giving him a gift. Anyway, Craig Prentice Instagram messaged me the other day.
Oh,
he's married.
Bleep.
From school. Lovely.
No way.
Lovely boy. He messaged me because his producer got in touch, because there was, I had a party where I invited him. I had, like, so when I was about 11, I had a party in my bedroom. It wasn't my birthday, and I sat out in your bedroom. Yeah, and it was awful. And we had like 50p budget. We got like some tangy times. My mum just said you can have a birthday. All these parents thought it was my actual birthday, so they had like presents. They bought me, and
that's
I felt awful. Imagine them coming up. Yeah,
why?
It was because I fancy Craig Prentice, and I'd seen the movies that if you want to kiss someone, you have to have a party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had a party. I said to my mum, "Can I have a party?" And she went, "It's not your birthday." And I said, "I'll take care of everything." And she said, "Okay." So I handwritten.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah, that was me pooling together. It was a different time. Handwritten invitations. Invited about 8 kids round. Got loads of presents. Felt really bad when they were giving them. The parents looked around the room, seeing a load of water and 2 bowls of crisps, and was like, you know, the disappointment was awful. And we had one song on the Weetabix tape. We paused it. There was one good song. We paused it.
So sad.
Oh my God. Me and
Bleep.
Had a party, but two party poppers. We did one before Craig got in. We were waiting for Craig to do the other one. We had the good song paused on the Weetabix tape. So if you came in and you weren't Craig Prentice, you're just looking around, no music, it was terrible. And then no parents governing it. It
your
was
hair
awful.
Like a unicorn. Just a ponytail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then.
Don't copy me.
Craig Prentice went out with.
Like immediately after?
She helped me mastermind the party, by the way. Yeah,
no.
I think so, yeah. She was like, "Oh yeah, let's have a party," and she liked him as well. And and he thought well, it made sense.
Bleep.
It was very cute. She was I was so much. You don't understand. Craig Prentice was like, I was such a force of energy in not a good way that it was
too
much.
Why did you think you said that? What the fuck was that? I'm a fire sign, that's not my fault.
No, fire as well. Rosie, what are you?
Cancer.
Water.
Crab.
Water.
Crabby.
Yeah. This
little
is
crab. What does that mean?
Well, let's not think about it now because I don't want to bum you out. Okay. No, it's good. It's good stuff. It's good stuff, come on.
You have to
I'm sensitive.
Sensitive, yeah.
And hard work.
Romantic, hard worker. But waters run deep. It's a nightmare, actually.
What am I? What's fire then?
What?
So I'm just like, I'm just passionate, aren't I? I'm Aries, I know.
Aries. Okay, so firstborn of the zodiac. So you do very much think it's me, me, me about me. I've got to get in first.
That's not coming across in this podcast.
And very determined on the upside. I'm not really into astrology anymore.
But that's the thing. I think this may be where we like
each other. Am I a shit one?
No, you're not at all. No. It's just a sense. I think sometimes a sensitive path is a harder path. That's all. You're taking it on. Anyway, we've gone serious. Let's get back to...
the bag of fun of your friend taking the car you fancied?
It's funny, like, everything... Yeah, when you're 11, you just think, oh... You just think, like, it's love, don't you? But it's really
what
not.
What is he doing now?
I'm not really interested so much in other people's careers, so... I've forgotten. Probably a teacher or something.
But it is when you're 11, it's your whole entire world.
Yeah.
And it does feel like love, because you also don't have anything to replicate it with.
Yeah.
And there's lengths you will go to get the person that you think you're in love with, because there's no other option.
Yeah.
As far as school goes, so you did Healing Hands. Did you do any other extracurricular activities where you were really able to shine?
I was very good at... I don't want to toot my own trumpet here, but I was very good at roller skating. And I skated.
I did not see that coming. I'm not going to lie.
And running. I could outrun the boys at 100 metre. Any boy in the school, I'd outrun him at 100 metre. I'm really bad at running now. Any boy. Man, boy, or a girl. Get
how
them on the
running. How often are you roller skating?
I was roller skating a lot. Down the promenade.
Just up and down?
Yeah, up and down, all around. Yeah.
I was picturing a roller skating club that you went to.
Oh, I went to the roller disco. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I definitely went to the roller disco.
And we just like do circles and like dance, and everyone would be like, oh my God, look at her. She's amazing with her ponytail at the front of her head. Isn't she amazing? Would you call her the unicorn? And you're like, nay! Stop copying me!
Could you roll backwards?
Yes, Rosie, I could roll backwards.
My God.
Can I still roll backwards? Yes, Rosie, I can.
Do you still roller disco?
No, of course not. I'm not a nonce, but. I sometimes ice skate once a year. I love ice skating. But
do
I'm
you
not
have
that good.
Ice skating rink and broadstairs?
No, I just... oh, my gosh. I went to do one gig in Vienna. They had this ice rink, which was on... they had, like... It was on two different levels, and it had... like five different pitches. I'm going to say pitches because I know what they're called. But
rinks?
So rinks, yeah.
You already said it as well.
Yeah. Sorry, I do play football too. And you just... you'd skate to different like rink rooms, and then you go up a ramp, and then you can go down, and there's a disco ball in one of
them. How am I not understanding this? Skate up a ramp?
Well, hang on. How did I get up there?
That's how good you are at ice skating.
I didn't
you
notice.
Can go up a gradient and you're just like, didn't even feel it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I'm in the sky.
Yeah.
That's weird.
If my parents had taken me, I'm not saying I could be, you know, Olympic level, but if I'd gone more than once a year, you know, the mind boggles as to what the possibilities
like
would
be.
You
might have been Olympic level, which is the best sort of Olympic level because of all the films you can make get made about you.
Yeah.
Like, everyone loves an ice skating biopic. Like, they're just the best.
I mean, look at that. Lunatic that does
Tonya Harding.
No, Eddie Eagle. Different sport.
Eddie Eagle, isn't that ski jump?
Yeah, but you know,
it's literally not.
Yeah, but he's made a lot of money from being bad. Come on.
He trained up to get good.
Was
see the film. Lou.
Lou.
There's a tale.
Lou.
Look at us.
Lou. Look at us.
Okay.
Siblings.
Talk to us straight.
Katie got two. I got one. You've got.
Guess.
We know you've got a brother.
Oh. Yeah.
And then you said.
Cats out the bag.
Step siblings.
Ah, cats out the bag again.
I'm going to say just a nice round nine.
Two. I gave you all the information earlier.
It was worth going for it, though. Now, not to take it down a notch, but I feel like we've already gone there a couple of times with our horoscopes and whatnot and our feelings.
Yeah.
Sibling rivalry. It's a tricky course to live in life.
Yes.
We've all sailed that road.
Very tricky. We're rivaled. I've won.
Yeah. Oh, you're the favourite sibling, 100%. Out of curiosity, sibling rivalry, how did it touch your life and how did you try and correct it?
Well, I would say my older brother, he's great. I love him. I love them both. But the older brother I'm talking about first. So that's why I didn't say I love my younger brother. I do love my younger brother. But my older brother...
didn't come across that way.
He's your older brother.
He's older, yeah.
Whole
brother, yeah. Whole brother. He's a whole...
Can you figure out what you were saying there? Like, is he missing any part of it?
But he...
he's the popular one, is he?
No. So what it is he... I didn't feel rivalry with him because we were very different. He was very naughty. And so I felt like I had to be really good to rectify his naughtiness because he got expelled and stuff. And I thought, my mum will have a breakdown if I go too bad. So I waited till
you were a really lovely kid, weren't you?
Up and down.
In tune.
Up and down. But I was... all kids want the family to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think all kids are, like, panicking, like, what can they do to try and... They think... Yeah. So, but then I did turn naughty later, but then that was because of different things. But anyway, that was when I was 15, so it's different. But... So I didn't really have rivalry with him, but I did know that my dad preferred him. And I thought, fair enough, because I gave my dad a harder time. But then my little brother, I don't know if I had rivalry. I used to get really annoyed how much money they would spend on him.
The like, two World Book Day books. Yeah.
Oh, well, just, I don't know, like he just got, I bought my own Tampax and deodorant and everything, and then my little brother got it. But now I look back.
Wait.
When I was like 13, I bought everything. Like, I don't know. Like, I just.
You had to take care of yourself, like, by
your own
business.
Yeah, which is fine. And I think you give the kid the sort of stuff they need. And I actually benefited massively from being independent in the long term. And my little brother was more, he was just like more in his own, he just needed my mum to say like, what are the other kids wearing? Like, why don't you, he just didn't give a shit about anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my mum wanted him to fit in. He was quite like, not unusual, but he my mum was just trying to help him in the way that she could. And also I had more money, and also two kids have sort of got, well, I didn't get expelled, but I left school. Well, so she wanted to make sure that he had an education and wasn't like a fuckwit. And so so he went to private school because my stepdad taught in a school. So they got discounted fees. So all of that stuff when I was younger was like, oh my God, like they didn't care about me.
And now as an adult, like you're glad that you
Totally. And I think different kids need different things. But when you're younger, you think everything should be exactly equal.
Yeah. Me and my siblings all went to different schools. And I like still every now and again will be like, well, that wasn't right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, wait, we had different needs, but it's also like, when I was younger, it would like be constantly, my brain would go back to it.
It's mad, isn't it? Because we just have such a thing about petty justices when we're younger. But actually, it's not the best thing for you to have exactly the same childhood as someone else.
But my God, me at private
boys' school, like my little brother. If I was at a private boys' school,
oh, you would have crushed it. You'd have done amazing. Don't try and make out that wouldn't have been great for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about it. You could throw a birthday party in your bedroom every single day, and you get the pick.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Two daddies, really.
So, daddy's here. Gonna take a baby girl, Lou, on a little day trip.
Aww.
You've got to buy into this, Philly.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, you don't.
Oh, I do.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
right. I just thought it was a moment of hesitation.
No,
my bad. I'm backing out.
Lou calls you my daddy normally.
Do you actually?
Now and again,
I have some dignity. God damn it.
You're not here, Helen, for now.
I'm just going to sit back and
Because you're busy doing something.
Slapping up Anna Grant, probably.
Yeah.
Here I bloody come.
Daddy and baby Lou, we're going hand in hand to Boots.
Boots, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't sound like it's going to be good for
The chemist.
Yeah.
And we're going to buy deodorant and Tampax. And I am going to pay for you. And you can pick out whatever you want and I'll buy it.
It's actually more my mum that was remiss on that side. Dad threw money at the situation.
Well, honestly, just don't be a bitch. She's trying her best at the end of the day.
I got a bag full of tampons. Do you want them or not?
Look, I'm more of a moon cup girl now for the environment.
At the end of the day, we're just trying to wrap it up and have a nice time. None of you are nonsense.
No, I do. Actually, I got very emotional when Dad and Lou were in the chemist.
Daddy.
And I think that's lovely. And also, everyone's just trying their best. And I was very, very lucky, very privileged, really.
But now...
Oh, shut up, let your father talk.
Sorry, Daddy.
With all our toiletry goodies, we're going to...
Thank you, Daddy.
We're going to then go back... And meet Helen.
Oh, hi, guys.
Who's been working away like a real workaholic. She's been working away in your childhood bedroom, creating a surprise party.
I hope you like inflatable chairs and lava lamps.
Oh,
do you like glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling?
And you're going and it's a magical wonderland. That we created a Weetabix track where every song is a banger.
Oh my goodness, here we go.
We got four different types of crisps.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Eddie the Eagle's there.
Yeah, Great. There's a few questions about why he's there at a kids' party.
Because he was invited and he's not rude. Yeah. How about we leave that there and thank not look you. Into it? Yeah, thank yeah. you.
And we sing, and we dance, and we love the night away.
Oh my God, what a beautiful day. Thank you. I don't think it's ever got that emotional
thank
before.
You. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so
no,
much.
No, thank you to all of us. Should we just have a moment together and just like thank each other for being here today?
Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here today.
Two fires and a water.
Two fires and a water.
Are you a fire too? Surprise!
Two fires and a water.
Now, to end this episode, we've got a special treat because the whole way through it, we've had Jack on the computer researching where Lou should go for lunch in King's Cross tomorrow. He should have booked a table. He has been asked to.
With my friend Humphrey Kerr, big shout out.
With Lou's friend Humphrey Kerr, big shout out. Jack, talk to us.
Yeah. I found Itadaki Zen.
Itadaki Zen.
Fun.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like the first organic vegan Japanese restaurant in Europe.
Oh, thank you.
Finally.
And what's the second option?
The second option is Mildred's King's Cross.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Lou. Oh, you may now leave.
Thank you.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Oh, little boy, Jerry, Jerry,
oh,
Jerry.
Joe Sutherland.
How are you?
I'm assuming he's well, because he's always crushing it.
Why are you not answering your phone?
Because he's too cool, he's a millennial, he watches YouTube, he watches TLC. I don't know. He's living his own life, and we would like you to interrupt your cool life for a little bit to come talk to us about what it was like being little Joe in Coventry. I mean, there's nothing else to say, really, is there?
Joe, get your bum here.
Get your bum here right now. Thank you very much. Love you so much. Sorry they got aggressive.
Bye-bye.
Deleted.